presenting the most unique show in all of automotive radio.
We figured that one good way to feed ourselves would be to cook food on the car engine.
This all has gotten on a nickname called the hamster car.
Kevin Harvick overcame a bout of the flu to earn his second consecutive victory last night at Daytona.
Bob, it's a new truck, both from an appearance perspective as well as from a powertrain lineup perspective.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Here's something that's a little fun. If you're driving along and someone's driving along next to you in the next lane, you say, pull over, pull over, pull over. He pulls over, you keep going.
Let him park a while and think it over. Hey, it's certainly none of your concern.
Since 1992, Auto World Radio has been on the national airwaves, winning over listeners and radio stations with a unique blend of unbiased information and humor, with the number one personality in automotive radio in America, Bob Long. Join Bob every week as he talks with the biggest names in automotive journalism, representing every major publication in the world.
It's my pleasure to welcome Riley Brennan, the director of programming for AOL Autos.
The big difference for this car is it's actually got four seats, so it will be America's smallest four-seater when it goes on sale sometime later this year. It's got some interesting packaging inside, and it's kind of a fun little car, and I think it's good that Scion has it, but I'm really excited to drive this thing. If they can figure out how to do tiny, you know, micro cars, that's more drivable than the Smart. That could be a very interesting thing to have in case we have $4 gas, $5 gas.
Creator, producer, and host of television's Motor Week, here's John Davis.
If there was one car that I still would like to own, I'd have to say it was what you've already mentioned. I'd go back and try and find my old Pantera or one like it.
That is so common. Lots of folks will do that. They go back to what they once owned, and I agree with you with the old rate.
Living your youth, Bob.
Exactly.
You know, it's like you can remember how young you were and that you could actually crawl under the darn thing and put yourself in a pretzel position to work on it.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. If you did, I'd have a car. So you know how to take the reservation, you just don't know how to hold the reservation.
Bob talks the latest automotive technology with car company presidents, engineers, and planners.
It's my pleasure right now to welcome one of the development engineers on the Mustang Shelby GT500, Gene Martindale.
The transmission is unchanged for 2011. However, the rear axle, we offer a lower gear rear axle at 373 versus a 355 that we had in 2010.
New and classic car news, and some rather unusual guests as well.
There was an instance last summer where we gave a Ford Fusion to a couple that was going around the country. Instead of having a single wedding where they invited everybody, they were going to meet all of their guests and get marriage advice, and then they were going to go back and have a small ceremony, and we lent them a car to make that trip happen. And they had this discussion about who was going to take whose name. Well, they got back and they got married, and they actually changed their name to Mr. and Mrs. Ford.
This gentleman has quite a resume. Let's see. Let's run it down. He was an All-American football player. He was a professional football player. He's a professional wrestler. He's a television commentator. He's a car guy. He's stealing my water. It's the one and only Goldberg.
And I'm a father, and I'm a husband, and you know what? I guess if I was very good at any of those, I don't think I'd be as eclectic a group of things that I've done over my life. But, you know, I keep going from thing to thing and reinventing myself. But the reality is that I have a lot of passions, and automobiles definitely are my passion.
I'm sitting alongside the one and only 50 Cent, one of the most influential members of the hip-hop community. He is also a noted actor, and now he's a car designer.
Oh, man.
50, how you doing?
I mean, it's great, man. It couldn't be better. I'm excited.
Adam Carolla, how you doing?
Good. This guy standing in front of me wants to take a picture. How you doing, buddy?
This seems to be a common theme in your life. Everybody wants to take a picture.
Yeah, everyone but family members. Strangers want to take pictures. Family members, not so much.
And everybody wants to talk to you, too, except family members as well.
Sure, same thing.
I hear that, too.
Yeah, right across the board.
you have a an XJR, which is one of my favorite kind of stealth sedans.
Yeah, I have an XJR, one of your favorite four-door sedans.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's a 99. I got it in the British Racing Green,
yeah,
number
cool.
one, so it looks good. But it's a supercharged Jag. I noticed that the XKR had the hood vents in it.
Yes.
And when I got my XJR, I was like, where's my hood vents? And they're like, well, you don't have hood vents. And I said, but I got the same 4-liter supercharged aluminum engine that the XKR has, right? And they said, yeah. And I said, so it's the same motor, right? And they said, yeah. I said, well, where's my hood vents? And they said, we don't have them in yours. And I said, well, can you get me the hood vents? And they said, well, we could order you the plastic hood vents, but I don't know what you're going to do with them. And I said, well, I'm going to put them in.
Yeah.
And they said, how are you going to do that? And I said, with a jigsaw.
I'm Bob Long with Jay Leno. Jay, a jet car, a dream come true.
Yeah, it is kind of. I've always liked jet-powered stuff. I have a motorcycle with a jet engine in it, a C-18 Allison. And this is a purpose-built car designed from the ground up to run with a jet engine. It's not something, it's not a modified Corvette or anything of that nature. So I think it'll be pretty cool.
And built in your own garage, that must have been quite a project.
Yeah, it was quite a project. I mean, obviously GM designed, you know, these guys went to college, they know what they're doing. You know, it was something they got excited about. They would come over after work, we'd sit around and I'd cook steaks in the kitchen and we'd keep talking and knocking around, and they just did a brilliant job.
Car chat, please. I mean, how can anybody drone on for 3 hours about a subject that nobody even understands?
Yeah, we were there first.
Plus automotive trivia, motorsports reports, and more. You want unbiased opinions. Auto World delivers that and more. The automotive market is a huge opportunity for local sales departments. Tap into your local market now. Call to secure your market and join in on the fun.
That is probably some of the most dramatic radio that I have ever been a party to.